Track 13.
Welcome to Radio Bristol. I'm Mike Weston, and in the studio today we have Hannah Rashford. Hannah is a social worker here in Bristol. Hannah, could you tell our listeners a little about your work?
Of course. Well, I work with young people here in Bristol who have got into trouble with the law. As you know, the social environment of some areas of Bristol isn't so great. In these areas, you often find high unemployment, broken families, and very often young people with drug-related problems.
That's right. But as far as I know, you have developed a rather special therapy to combat some of the consequences of growing up in such deprived areas.
Yes, I call it ecotherapy. I believe that working with young people in a natural environment can help them with their problems and their view of society as a whole.
How does that work then?
Let me explain how I decided to start this type of therapy. It really goes back to my own childhood. When I was about 12 or so, I often used to get into conflicts with my parents or other children, and I used to run away and hide in a forest near my home. The forest became a place for me where I could chill and feel better than in my real life. It became a place where I could work out my problems in isolation. When I was about 15, I was sent to a summer camp in the holidays. And it was there that I realized that working with other people to survive in a natural environment gives you a sense of solidarity, which helped me a lot in my personal development at that time. It made me aware that running away wasn't the way to solve any of my problems. Now, these memories came back to me when I started working with young delinquents here in Bristol. They have become outsiders in a society that they run away from. In my ecotherapy, I take these kids on weekend trips, or in the school holiday for a week or so into the wide remote countryside to show them another world. We often go to the Cheviot Mountain area in Wales. Here, the significant part of the therapy is achieved by forcing the young people to concentrate on survival and the need to cooperate with others to do so. The sense of isolation, with no modern technology such as smartphones, etc., helps them realise that they do have the power within themselves to survive and achieve something positive in their lives. Moreover, being in this remote environment, whether it be mountains or wide open spaces, can give them the feeling that there is more to life than just their own little world. In this way, they start to understand that they have a connection to plants, animals, whole landscapes, and of course to other people, and that by working together, they can overcome a lot of problems they may have. I just hope that through my ecotherapy projects with these young people, I can help them to start leading a life away from crime and drugs.
Well, Hannah, that was incredibly interesting. If any of our listeners have any questions about your work, they can contact us after the programme.